Hello, everybody, and I'm here with Jordan Bartholomew. Jordan, we're here to talk about concussions and soccer. So can you please just tell me, like, what is your relationship with soccer?
Well, I've been playing soccer since I was 3 years old. I started with the rec league, and when I was about 8, I got invited to play club soccer. And from then on, I've been playing competitively.
So, you know, you've been playing for a very, like, long time, just a young age. What made you stick with soccer? What made you fall in love?
At first, it was all I knew. So I was young, and my parents that's just the sport they decided that I should be playing. So at first, I was just going along with the flow. But as I got older, I learned to love it. I loved being on a team first and foremost. They're all my best friends. And then I just love competing with others. Like, I like being in a competitive environment.
So when it comes to soccer, you know, and sports in general, there's a lot of injuries, you know, safety concerns. How did you feel about that, you know, as a child? Do you feel like your needs were met?
I never felt prone to any injuries when I was younger. I didn't really experience that until I was older, I would say.
So speaking about injuries, you know, being older, how do you feel about concussions? You know, I know that in any sport, concussions can happen, but especially in soccer when you head the ball and you have a lot of contact. Like, how do you feel about that?
I think it's definitely a big factor. People don't really think of soccer being one of the main sports that has concussions, but people don't realize how much you go up and try to head the ball against your opponents. And I've personally gone up for a header and hit someone in the head with my head, and it's the worst feeling ever. It's horrible and it's dangerous, but I also think it's a part of the game, and I don't know if there's a way to protect from that.
So you said it was a part of the game, but do you feel like it has to be a part of the game with youth soccer and, like, little kids whose brains are still, you know, developing, and, you know, maybe concussion can, you know, knock them back a few years?
That's true. I didn't think about it like that. I think there should be a age limit on when you can start heading the ball for sure.
Okay, so speaking of concussions, you know, we know that it can damage your brain or your head just because, you know, your brain hits your skull. So have you ever had a fear of, like, maybe what your future could look like if you suffered too many of these concussions, you know, playing soccer?
Yeah, I haven't seen it with soccer, but I've seen it with football, a lot of brain injuries and how they can affect people and their attitudes and their mood and behavior. And I've definitely, every time I go up for a header, I always think about, like, what the result could be, but it's just kind of something you have to do when you play, I guess.
I feel so. You know, we talked about how youth soccer maybe shouldn't head the ball as much. What do you feel like is a good time for them to learn how to head the ball, since it is a major skill set in the game?
I think I don't know what the age limit, I guess, should be. Maybe, like, I feel like 12 maybe would be a good age, because that's, like, when you transition from 8v8 to 12v12, and I feel like it just automatically, or 11v11, and it just gets more competitive as you go from that to that. So maybe that.
So you said to me, you know, before we started this podcast, that you are a physical player.
Right.
When it comes to, like, that, like, are you still going to play physical even though the concussions, or is that just your game and you're not going to change how you play?
I don't think I'll personally change the way I play, just because I've been doing that for so long, and that is one of my major assets, I guess, is just me being really physical and aggressive, and it works. So I don't see myself personally changing that.
So you're not only a soccer player, but you're also a student, you know, and you're pretty smart. You go to UGA, so I would say that you're pretty smart. How do you handle, like, maybe, like, the fear of having a concussion and doing school at the same time?
I've definitely thought about that. It doesn't really affect the way I play, but there definitely is always that voice in the back of my head that's like, if you go up for this, like, it could end in a brain injury or something like that. Because even injuring, like, other body parts still sets you back in school a little bit. But concussions I wouldn't say are the main concern I have when playing aggressive. I would say it's other body parts getting injured.
So, you know, when we're younger, we do have to learn how to head the ball. And I don't know about you, but I actually had a fear of that when I was younger. I was like, man, I don't want a ball coming to hit me in the face. Like, that sounds painful. How did you overcome that fear, you know?
I think with any fear, you kind of just have to jump in and do it a couple times, and you won't be scared of it anymore. The first time after you had the ball and you maybe, like, head the person you're going up against, you don't want to do it again. But you kind of just have to throw yourself in and keep doing it, and that's kind of how I personally overcame it.
So, you know, concussions mostly happen from, you know, head collisions, head on head, or, you know, you heading the ball. Have you ever had, like, a serious head collision when you're like, man, like, this hurts, like, I can't really focus right now?
Yeah, I was playing a game in high school, and I went up for this header. I was defending the person that was on offense, and I was going up for a header, and we collided heads instead of hitting the ball, and I went down, and at first, I, like, just, it kind of just thought it took the wind out of me, and I was laying down, and then I tried to get back up. And I felt really dizzy, and I had to lay back down. And then I had to go get checked for, like, concussion protocol and all of that stuff. So
can you walk me through the steps of concussion protocol? Like, how did it work? How did you feel about it? You know, did you feel like your safety was a big concern, or was it just, like, something that they feel like they had to do?
I think it is protocol whenever you hit your head and you go down for a certain amount of time. I think they have to do the concussion protocol. But it was definitely a scary moment because concussions are scary, and they alter a lot of things that are important, like your brain. But first, they check if you can stand up for a certain amount of time, and then they check how well you can walk in a straight line, and they check whether you can turn and twist your head and all of that stuff, just to make sure the proper head and brain properties are working.
So do you feel like you're evaluated, you know, like, carefully and, you know, right? Because, you know, I know some players, they just want to get back on the field. But do you feel like they evaluated correctly?
Yeah, I do. I think that as a player, you always want to go back on the field. But you also have to remember that your physical health is the most important. And you can't really play to the best of your abilities if you're not checked correctly. The trainers have your best interest in mind, or at least they should. So they don't really rush you, but you might want to be rushed.
So have you ever had a diagnosed concussion, you know, the one diagnosed by, like, a doctor?
Yes, I have. It happened in high school, and it wasn't that incident that I talked about earlier, but it was another one where I had another head-on collision. Because as a defender, you tend to head the ball a lot, so you go up against a lot of players. So I have had a diagnosed concussion. It was mild, but still.
So what were, like, the effects or, like, the outcomes of having that concussion in high school?
I didn't have any long-lasting effects, but I definitely felt a little nauseous. I had light sensitivity for a while. I wasn't allowed to use my computer or anything, or, like, technology that much. I had to limit my time for that. So it was a lot of, like, blue light sensitivity and just headaches. My head was throbbing a little bit, but they didn't last for a long time. It was, like, a couple of weeks.
So do you feel like that may have affected your academic performance as well as you're in, like, in high school, you know, you're a student?
Yeah, for sure that did affect it. I'm a studious person, so I was frustrated that I couldn't type on my computer and, like, look at the notes or things that were posted for school, and it was irritating, and it definitely set me back a little. But luckily, it wasn't a major concussion, and it didn't have any long-lasting effects.
So what is, like, the feeling on the bench or on the team when, you know, when your player goes down with concussion, a serious injury, which is something that's going to hold them out for at least a game or two? How's that, you know, feeling on the team?
It's really scary, not only because now you has ruined the flow of the game, but also because usually your teammates are, like, your best friends. So, like, that's not only your teammate, but one of your really good friends, and they're hurt and you're worried about them. So it kind of throws off the whole dynamic of the game, and everyone's struggling, but also at the same time it brings a sense of unity to the team because everyone wants to play for that player that got hurt.
So, you know, the World Cup in Qatar is going on right now, and I don't know if you've been watching it, but they actually have a concussion protocol where they'll stop the match immediately if they have a fear of the head injury. Do you feel like this is, like, a good protocol to implement, or do you feel like it's stopping the game too much and, you know, let's play on?
I think it's great because a lot of times when people hit their head, they don't realize the severity of it usually. So players will go on and play and not realize that they could have possible fatal injuries. So I think it's good that they implemented that in order to protect the players.
Okay, so we talked about, you know, protocols and, you know, not hitting the ball. But what do you want to see personally for them to change, you know, how concussions are handled and how to protect the players?
I think that in order for it to be the most effective, I think you have to rely on tests and science, because a lot of times players will just want to come back and play and ignore all the symptoms and side effects. But I think in order for it to protect the players, you need to run tests and like make sure that they're actually good to go back and play.
So one thing that I have seen before is that they actually wear headgear to, you know, head the ball and protect their head. Would you be willing to wear that on your head?
I personally would not. My dad did try to make me wear that one year after one of my teammates got a concussion, but no, I would not be personally willing to wear it.
Trust me, I am with you. I remember my mom trying to make me wear a cup because one time, you know, the ball hit was not supposed to hit, and I definitely refused. It felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So how do you think we can limit concussions or just eliminate them?
I don't know if there's ever a way to eliminate, because there's a lot of different ways that players can get concussions, especially with the contact sport. You can get hit with the ball. You can get hit by another player. It's hard to prevent them completely, but I do think that limiting the age on which a player can go hit the ball, or taking a player out as soon as they have a head injury and assessing them, are the right steps.
Okay, so you've been playing soccer for, you know, a good time now. What, 15 years, I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm.
15 years. 15. So what would you change about your time playing soccer to make it more safe for yourself and for your opponents and teammates?
I think more time learning correct techniques would prevent a lot of injuries. For example, like learning the right way to head a ball, because a lot of times people get injured because they don't know the right way. So if you head a ball and it's like you're not even defending anyone, but the ball could hit you in a way that could potentially damage your neck or your head because you don't know the right way to hit the ball. So just having that proper training, or even like defending and not clipping at the ankles and stuff like that. So I think that proper education is the most important thing for that.
Okay, thank you. So I just want to thank Jordan Bartholomew here for taking her time out of the day to do this little interview and podcast with me. I hope y'all all enjoyed it. No problem. We enjoyed you. All right. Peace out.